Hi everyone, it's April and Tony back this week to say hello, to talk to Veronica, and talk about a little bit about our pets. Well, I had a rough week. Was it last weekend? Nellie, she's my 17-year-old puppy. She's got an enlarged heart. Both of my older dogs do. I guess it's something that comes with the territory. And she was, you know, starting to breathe funny. Saturday or Sunday night. And so I'm watching her and I'm going, well, maybe she's just laying funny and stuff. So we all went to bed and everything. In the middle of the night, she started to wheeze, like very loudly. It was almost like a scream, like, I mean, and I'm, so I wake up and I go, what's going on? And she's having a really hard time breathing, and now it's worse. I mean, the bottom part of her stomach area was just going in and out really fast. So, of course, it's like 4 o'clock in the morning, but I thought I had this emergency vet in Eagle Rock, which I've talked about before. So I said, I'm packing her up, and I'm just going to run her over there. I get there at 4:45 a.m., and place is closed down. I get on Yelp and they said permanently closed. And I'm like, no, this is my ace in the hole. So I come back out. I called up to Palmdale. Now it's about 6 o'clock or so. And they'll answer the phone before 8 o'clock. So I call up there and I said, look, I said, this is what's going on. And they said, well, the bad news is we usually have 3 veterinarians here every day. 2 of them have called off sick and therefore will not be here, which means we've got 1 veterinarian that you're not going to, we can't even do it. We'd have to send you to Lancaster, which is even an hour further, to have you looked at there. And I said, well, that's the wrong direction for me. So thanks anyway. So I'm sitting there going, okay, now what? So now it's like 7:30 and I'm still sitting in my car with a dog who can't breathe. And I call this called East Valley. I called down there because I had taken dogs there before. And I said, look, I got this going on. They go, well, we're not open on Tuesdays. It was a Tuesday. It was a day after Memorial Day. We're not open on Tuesdays. I'm like, oh, no. So I took him back up to tried and true Dr. Anku, who is up in Tuhunga. He takes everybody in. I mean, you call up and say, I'm coming. He'll say, I'll have the door open. And we put her on oxygen, which helped immediately. We did blood work. Now, it was good and bad on the blood work. I thought she was having kidney issues, but apparently her kidneys are just fine. I thought there was a few other things going on that didn't show up on this blood test. But what did show up is that she had an extremely high white blood cell count. He said there's some kind of infection going on. We're going to give her some really strong antibiotics. We'd like to keep her here for the day in the oxygen box. They have like a little oxygen box there too, just to get her breathing regulated. So I brought her home that night. She's on antibiotics. And he also put her on a diuretic because she's got so much phlegm around her heart from the swelling of it that he says with a diuretic, we might be able to get some of that moisture down and ease her discomfort. So we did that. She has gotten better so quickly. She's up walking around now. She's eating. She's drinking. We're still doing the stuff. I got 10 days on the stuff. And then I'm going to go take her to acupuncture for a couple of things because I do think acupuncture helps regulate the body. But boy, I remember last time I talked to you guys, it was like, I don't have anybody sick. 3 seconds later, I got somebody sick. So we're doing the best we can with her. I think she's out of the bad zone. We're going to finish up the antibiotics. But I have to keep remembering, she's 17 years old. She's little, too. She's a little tiny thing. So she's going to be having these bouts of stuff. So I've got myself all organized, and I'm hoping that she comes out of this, and I'm hoping that I can keep her balanced with some acupuncture. I have a great one out here. She did a great job with Guinness when he had his problems. So Tony, how is it over in Maine today? You should be getting the season going now.
My God, I can't believe you went through all that. Jeez. You know, and
It was
four
a day,
o'clock in the
let me tell
morning.
you. At 4 o'clock in the
Oh.
morning, I've already had a day.
Yeah, for sure.
I was
Oh, so how
freaking
long
out
did the
because,
rest?
I was freaking out because nobody was available. I
Yeah,
was going to have to go to
of course.
Access, which I hate going there because they're so mean.
Yeah. Oh, geez. I mean, how long did she stay in oxygen?
I finally got her there at 9 o'clock in the morning. She was in it for 8 hours. She had oxygen for 8 hours straight, which
Oh,
really helped. It
boy.
really helped regulate her. Expensive, but I was willing to pay
You have
anything
to
to be
do
with
it.
me. Okay. Yeah, I had to do, I had no
Yeah.
choice. Yeah, you said you just do it. Don't think about the money. Just give them the money and let them do their thing. And
Yeah.
by the time she came home that night, she wouldn't eat that night when after I brought her
Yeah.
home because she had a tough day. But the next morning she was ravenous and she ate her whole thing of food right down, took her meds, she's a good little patient. She listens to you and she's grateful. Whereas,
Yeah.
sometimes you have a dog that's not so grateful. I get it
Yeah.
sometimes, not
Yeah.
grateful.
Yeah.
And I just want to have her have the best end of life, experience. Loved,
Yeah. Yeah.
held, warm and happy, and no running through the streets trying. And here I am at 4 o'clock in the morning running through the streets and I can't
I
get
know.
in. I
I know.
was like, but she's okay now, and that's all that's
Okay.
important. But I have to watch all three of them very
Oh,
closely.
yeah. Oh,
Very closely.
definitely.
Little dogs are different than big dogs for me. It's a
Tell
whole
me
different
about
experience.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
They
I
have a whole
mean, it's
set of
something I'm.
things going on that nobody else does,
Well, we're not used to it because we've had larger dogs.
Yeah.
We're not used to these little things.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right.
You know,
So
but
anyways, I am exhausted, but
I guess.
grateful to the universe for giving me more time. Grateful. And I'm so upset that I lost Dr. Kennedy at that East. That
Yeah.
Eagle Rock veterinary thing. She was so wonderful. It was almost like it was too good to be true. And maybe she couldn't keep it going. I don't know. She was running that thing, and she had
Well,
two
that's a
other vets
shame.
that were just spectacular with Biddy.
Yeah.
They pulled Biddy off of death's bed.
Yeah, I remember, yeah.
So
God, well, you know.
I'm really sad about it, but. I got to find another place. But it was so convenient. It was 15 minutes away. They took you right in. They treated you like
Yeah.
decent human beings. They didn't give you a hard time. And they worked with you on the money. They would work with you
Yeah.
on the money. They said, well, here's what this costs and here's what we can do. And, maybe we can cut and paste is what she said to
Right.
me that day. And I said, and I was just like, and that's when I had my friend, help me pay for this.
Yeah.
She just said, I'm going to send you a bunch of money so that you don't have to think about this. You need to think about her being better, not how you're going to pay for it. And that's
Right.
what we did. And but it was tough making the decisions. But then I didn't have to make the decisions. I said, throw everything you've got at her to get her better,
Yeah.
And that's what I said to
Exactly.
Ankou because I had some extra cash on me. I said, whatever it takes for her to be better, the answer is yes, do it.
Yeah,
And that's a little
definitely.
dangerous with Ankou because he's a money grubber. But he's a good vet though. He's a really good vet. And
Yeah,
he said okay. He said I'll call you up and tell you what it is. I'll run it by you first. And he said the oxygen thing has to happen. And that's where it got pricey was with the oxygen thing. But it was well worth it because she was completely breathing fine when I brought her home that night. Where she was
Oh, God.
dairy breathing in the car. I took this dog to
Yeah.
the dog in the car because I can't find a veterinarian at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know, I know. Oh,
Yeah. So
God.
anyways, I'm going to go get Veronica and
Okay.
say hello to everybody for me.
I sure will. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show today. And yeah, it's always a worry with small dogs. And I didn't know that. April, never had small dogs either, and here we are learning a whole different thing. So, as I do every week, I encourage you to write in. Anything you hear or you want to know about, please, please feel free to write in to innerwhispersradio.com, and that's innerwhispersradio.com. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are. Good day to you.
Good day to you. Our first question is coming from Heidi. I'm helping to care for my elderly mother. She's having a hard time accepting the changes, and it is very negative to be around her. How can I help her and keep the negativity from affecting my energy field?
Well, this is a tough one. This is always very tough because a lot of times when elderly people are starting to go through some of those changes, they can be devastating. And it's mostly around loss. So they become a little bit angry about it, and sometimes really angry about it, and emanate all this negative energy when you want to help them. You really do have to protect yourself. You really do have to say an affirmation before you begin doing anything with them. Surround yourself with the white light. Tell yourself that, I'm not going to be affected by this. And breathe deeply before you begin, just to sort of clear the air around yourself. Probably not going to lose the negativity, but you can do a workaround. By elevating your energy up and doing the white light usually helps. You might want to also, if you're caring for your mom, maybe have a day where you don't have to care for her and hire somebody for one day to take care of her, just to give yourself the mental break, because you're going to be constantly protecting yourself while you're with her. And that's a very difficult spot to be in, because obviously you love your mother, you want everything to be okay for her. You just adjusted her pillow and she slapped your hand because she was mad about something else. You have to try to rise above that and attempt, if you can, to keep the peace around you so that you can get through the moments. It is difficult, we agree. And sometimes having an extra person, maybe if you have a sibling or any sort of family member or friend that could come and sit with your mom while you are taking a much needed break. A lot of times, those who are taking care of the elderly or sick burn themselves out terribly because they're constantly trying to, and they're constantly dodging all the barbs that are coming at them from a person who is in deep psychological pain because of what is happening to them, not because of anything you've done. So we would also say a lot of prayer, a lot of calming moments, maybe burn some sage in the room a little bit just to sort of give a sort of a calmness to the room might help. But we commiserate with your pain on this because it is one of the most difficult challenges in life to take care of somebody who is upset about their predicament. It's a very hard spot to be in. Try what we said and see what happens. And see if you can get a little bit of help on the subject, because you are going to have to take breaks from this. A day here, a day there, where you just don't participate in it because you're exhausted from holding the line. So think about adjusting the schedule so that it's more favorable to you, so you don't get all caught up in the negative energy. There is where the problem comes, getting caught up in it. But give it a go and see what happens.
All right, our next question is coming from Doug. Do all planets in our solar system harbor some sort of life?
Yes, just about. We'd say that places that do not have life may be examples of a planet that destroyed itself. So there are some planets with absolutely nothing on them, nothing but vastness and coldness. I mean, it just there's no nothing happening. There's no life happening on it. But it's not because it didn't have it to begin with. It's because it was most likely destroyed by those who were inhabiting the planet. And there is quite a few of those. But the majority of them, when they're fresh and new and they're moving through, it's a living organism, planets are. And there's life. Now, is it life like on Earth? Probably not. There are types of life action that have nothing to do or even remotely look like anything on Earth. So some sort of life is a good way to put it, because it's not necessarily what you all experience here on Earth.
Our next question, Diane would like to know, do I need to talk to God with only traditional prayers, or can I truly have a conversation with all that is said?
Yes, you can. We think that it is religion and religious beliefs that have put together some prayers, because a lot of times we think in past moments that people didn't know what to say to God. They didn't have a plan, and a lot of them feared God, especially in medieval times. Everyone was very afraid of God. You can have a conversation, but the church, religious, they put together a few things that you could, you know, chant with and pray with and stuff like that, which are fine, but it's more intimate and personal that when you talk to God, that it's your own thoughts, your own words. Now, if you're comfortable with saying like a rosary or something, that you can certainly do that. But the traditional way of praying is just that. It's traditional. It has boundaries around it. But if you're praying and speaking to God with your own words and with your own heart, it's much more connected. It's much more fulfilling. So we would highly recommend talking to God just like you would talk to a beloved parent or a beloved person who's helping you. That's what God is. The energy is somebody beloved that loves you. So talk to them in that kind of manner. Talk to them lovingly. Talk to them intimately. Talk to them and use your own words, because oftentimes that has more impact upon your soul than a traditional, say, Hail Mary. So think about it. Might be something you want to do.
Sarah writes in, I recently moved to New York City for a job opportunity. As soon as I arrived, I began having deja vu experiences. What does this mean? Is it past lives coming to the surface, or am I just confused?
Well, deja vu experiences are usually past life memories, or memories of another participation, maybe not a life, maybe just an eternal thing. It is sometimes the past life thing coming to the surface, and it can be very confusing. But it also, if you look at it differently, you can think about, well, what is it that I'm trying to remember? What does this deja vu mean? We think it could be a fascinating journey to figure out where it came from and how you're participating in it. So don't just dismiss it as deja vu. We say sometimes that's the universe offering you an opportunity to know more about yourself. Think about it in those terms for a little bit, and maybe you'll become interested in finding out where you came from. Think about it. Past lives continue while you're in this one. So we think very much that by exploring that opportunity, that you'll learn more about yourself and your journey and what it is that you're wishing to accomplish on this big journey.
All right, Veronica, that was our last question. If you'd like to take a break and come back and give the message to the world, that would be great.
All right.
Okay. Everybody, again, good show. And, if you want to know more on a certain topic that someone wrote in about, please feel free to write in to innerwhispersradio.com, and we'll get the question on the air as soon as we can. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are. Well, here we are, another day on planet Earth, It's still a bit in chaos, but today we want all of you to think about steadying and calming your own energy. When you live in chaos, when you live in things not being smooth, you become affected by it. So it's really important for all of you to take time every day to either pray, chant, separate from all the chaotic energy for a little bit, 10, 15 minutes, and clear your energy out so that you don't carry with you all that negativity that's kind of growing randomly on your planet right now. So we'd say it's important, the self-maintenance. We'd say pray, chant, whatever it is that you do, make sure it's incorporated in your day. Make sure that self-care is incorporated in your day. If you feel tired all the time, then say, I'm going to take a nap. I'm going to try to find a place where I can take care of myself. And even if you're a mom with a bunch of kids or you're taking care of somebody else, self-care has to be included in your daily routine, or you won't be able to do it for very long. You'll fall apart. So if you're taking care of somebody or you're trying to get something done, make sure that self-care is at the top of the list, not the bottom of the list, the top of the list, because that will support you as you're going through everything that you're going through. Decide that's what you're going to do and just do it.
All right. Thank you, Veronica. Again, wonderful message. And I want to thank everyone for listening to the show today. We'll be back with you next week with more questions. Until then, have a great weekend. Bye-bye.